A weak solidarity Brekkie team listener when the merchants of death were rubbing their hands together. Thankfully, as the lovers of peace, of liberty, freedom and democracy pursue their war is peace solutions all over the world, the merchants of death are rubbing their hands together every day of every week. Rubbing their hands together as they provided the very, very expensive wherewithal for US of the UN of the US of the world, Big Supremo Donald Trump or the Paw, and his alleged war criminal, Marionette Master Zion Supremo Benjamin, not another Yahoo, to continue their slaughter and destruction in evil Iran. Not that it slowed for 1 second, Benjamin's slaughter, destruction, genocide and starvation of the non-land, non-people of Gaza and the West Bank of Lebanon. He's right, from the river to the sea, which is not anti-Semitic when he says it. Destruction in evil Iran, whose purpose... Well, we could take our pick from the sundry and very plausible justifications tossed up by Donald and his peace-loving warmongers by the day, is working a treat. Like regime change, for instance. Sure, the theocratic butcher whose death they celebrated was replaced by a theocratic butcher clone, like for like, another Donald policy triumph. Like, we've won, he gloated against the background of an oil tanker in flames. But we must finish the job, whatever that is. Although, if we've won, we might have thought the job was finished. Investigation showed the slaughter of 170-plus obviously terrorist children contributing to Donald's Peace Prize was by the US of. But Donald and his Secretary for War, for being offensive and trained killing, Pete Hug Killstuff, said evil Iran had bombed itself. A particularly plausible explanation. When that particularly plausible explanation didn't go down all that well, Donald just shrugged his shoulders with, I don't know. Why let 170-plus terrorist schoolchildren come between the greatest world leader ever and his cherished peace prize? Although it's hard to believe this most omniscient person ever has something he doesn't know. But that brilliance... Unlike an equally brilliant military strategist predecessor, George W. Bush, the workers, he of mission accomplished, as accurate as we've won, means Donald can walk and chew gum at the same time. So what's next in the peace campaign? Evil Cuba, of course. The righteous crusade of the Secretary for U.S. of World State, Marco Rubalcaba, Cuba. Donald this week telling a summit of right-wing Latin Americans he called together, Communist Cuba is going to fall pretty soon, is in its last moments of life. I'll take care of Cuba and its bad regime. Knowing Donald and Pete and Mario and the team comprise a good regime. Well, the greatest regime ever. And to prove Donald correct, how bad it is, Cuba's Supremo Miguel Diaz-Canel labelled Donald's summit neo-colonial. The small reactionary and neo-colonial summit in Florida, well, they could almost see evil Cuba in the distance, in Florida, commits them to accepting the lethal use of US of military force to solve internal problems and to maintain order and peace in their countries. What anti-US of perfidy. Any wonder the US OB is already, well, continuing to choke evil Cuba's economy and exercising its God bless America right also to choke any country that dares defy the US OB imposed embargo. God bless America, of course, assumes naturally. The US OB represents all of North and South and Latin America, the hegemonic guardian. And after our pride that True Blue Aussie was the first US OB and Zion acolyte to support the attack, True Blue Aussie says it won't get involved, and True Blue Aussie trained killers on that US OB nuclear sub that torpedoed and killed off Sri Lanka, and wasn't Pete Hug Killstuff just so excited at killing all those seafarers, True Blue Aussie trained killers were not involved other than being involved. And sending air-to-air missile systems and a wedge-tailed train killer aircraft plus train killers to the Middle East is not getting involved because they are there for defensive purposes. Defense, which happens to be the title of the Being Offensive and Train Killing Department. our trained killers will not be involved in hostilities, leading us to ponder the definition of an oxymoron. And speaking of morons, no, that's a cheap jibe. Our Minister for Being Offensive and Trained Killing, Colonel Richard Maul's the bad guys, he of the giant mind, says True Blue Aussie will spend lots and lots more on being offensive and trained killing in the budget in response to demands from the peace-loving US of. And it's not like there are non-trained killing areas that could do with that money. In fact, big economic guru Jim Chalmers' capital is promising savings in those areas of waste like disability, the unemployed, pensions, health, education, transport, public transport that is, public housing, those peripheral government concerns. Better safe and sorry. Safe but not sorry, the obvious solution to industrial nirvana proffered by the caring business class party new industrial shadow and former special train killer Andrew Hastie to battle. We must abandon this silly renewable energy rubbish and use electricity from coal, gas and uranium to power artificial intelligence and advanced robotics. Andrew has come up with his first inspired policy on which Andrew can see no problems whatever because climate change is no problem whatever. Obviously, no matter how intelligent or unintelligent AI is or might be, it can't compete with Andrew. Fossils and nuclear waste, problem solved. He doesn't tell us where all that water's coming from, but that's because Andrew knows AI will come up with the technical solution to its own voluptuous appetite. That voluptuous appetite for power and water is clearly no problem, else our socialist governments, federal and state, would not be knocking each other over to attract the AI giants with permit fast-tracking and corporate welfare incentives, creating all those jobs, the tens and tens of jobs in the energy, water-hungry data centres, offset slightly by the thousands and thousands of jobs being lost as caring employers discover the human relations advantages of artificial rather than actual intelligence. Win-win. Unless you're one of the thousands and thousands. Indeed, New York economic titan Moore and Moore Gaines Stanley this week talked about a two-tiered reality, presumably those getting filthy richer and those in the dole queue. Brother, can you spare a dime? In this scramble for more and more data centres and the major problems they cause for their neighbours, let's just check where they're located. Brighton, they're bound to be there. No, there's none. Toorak, no, surprise there. Camberwell, don't see any there either. Armidale, Malvern, Hawthorne. No, strange that, seeing most of the people making massive profit from them live in those suburbs, we'd think they'd welcome them with open arms. Sharing Andrew's concern for Mother Earth, Santosas the Prophets promised us its recently opened Barossa offshore gas development, cruelly opposed for years by long-haired, commie, greenie, wooden working and iron environmentalists, and selfish Terra Nullius non-land, non-people Tiwi Islanders, would export out of Darwin for at least 21 years, part of the important transition from itself, and even better, would buy into the Beetaloo Basin onomatopoeic fracking plan for the Northern Territory. This is a gas resource that could be a game changer for the company, for the Northern Territory, and for True Blue Aussie, Santos Supremo Kevin Gallagher boasted. And its scale will fulfill domestic and LNG markets here and on the East Coast for decades. What excitement. Decades of transition. Sadly, true to form, the same long-haired commie greenie lot of local Terra Nullius non-land non-people plan to oppose this national game-changer. Vile anti-True Blue Aussie comments like, a carbon bomb. As if a responsible, good corporate citizen like Santosas the Prophets would proceed with decades of transition if it thought for one moment it would harm the environment, harm Mother Earth. Last week, we commented that International Working Women's Day had been rendered benign by the establishment excising working from the title and eulogising women in really important corporate and government positions, highlighted by a Spencer Street, no longer Spencer Street, Fairfax lift-out on the day. Inspiring tomorrow's female leaders. A promo for the most expensive private girls' schools. Destined to set an example for working women by exploiting them, or employing them. But sad news on the working women front. Spare a thought for poor Beatrice and Eugenie. Who? They're Randy Andy's daughters. Banned from joining the other royals at Ascot and the Royal Box or on carriage processions. Presumably until the dust settles, which might take a while. Can't life be cruel? On working, we've never quite determined what kinging or queening or princing or princessing involves, but it seems it's very important and onerous. Oh, and very, very well remunerated. One His Most Gracious Majesty country worker whose work we do understand, plumber Hannah Spencer, who won that by-election for the Greens when poor Nigel Farage, racist depths, thought his candidate was a shoo-in. People who work hard can't afford the very basics of life, Hannah said. Instead of working for a nice life, we're working to line the pockets of billionaires. Hear, hear, we hear His Most Gracious and Beatrice and Eugenie chorusing, but how dare she bring class into class struggle when we know there's no such thing? Oh, and Nigel said her election was a victory for sectarian voting and cheating. And he's guaranteed to get sympathy from Donald, who knows what that's like. The value of an anti-corruption con mission. The victims and loved ones of victims of the robo-debt scandal must be cheering and celebrating that not one person, not one, will be held responsible. Apparently, no one was to blame. Finally, as Hayseed and Sheepshit Party Supremo, little to be proud of, buggered off, his replacement, Matt Connor Can of Coal, said we need lots more True Blue Aussie jokes. And, well, Matt's certainly a good start. Good morning.